The Honourable Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, has called for a fresh clampdown on sulky racing due to significant animal welfare concerns relating to the activity. In a statement, the Fine Gael TD for Kildare South said, "The activity on public roads and motorways is not acceptable to me from both an animal welfare and a road safety perspective." He added he wants to prioritise addressing the issue. He was speaking, of course, on the same weekend as hundreds of people took part in an animal welfare protest in Tipperary after the death of a horse in a collision with a car while it was involved in a sulky race in Clonmel in March. Minister Hayden said action is needed. He said he will in the coming days speak to Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan and Minister for Transport Dara O'Brien to discuss the issue further, and the Minister said the matter is likely to form part of his upcoming 5-year animal welfare strategy. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is someone who was at that protest. That is My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue, Martina Kenny of My Lovely Horse. Martina, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
And tell me about the boat. This was on Saturday. It was organised by a Labour councillor, Michael Chicken Brennan, following the death of that horse in the collision in Clonmel.
Yeah, Michael had contacted myself and I had met him, and he just said it was really for all animal welfare also, because he said, look, you know, he was fed up with the fact of, you know, Tipperary and the animal welfare, you know, problems. And and then obviously with the death of that poor horse, it was straight after that he contacted me. That was really sad, but that I don't even think was in a race or anything. It was literally racing down a road with a child driving it, which was probably even worse. And the child wasn't killed, thank God, but the poor horse was, and horrifically as well.
Absolutely. So what was the protest like?
The protest was brilliant, and I have to say, like, the people of Tipperary, we would be there a lot anyway to do with dogs and horses, but the people of Tipperary came out, and, you know, they were brilliant, and they want change, you know. They want an animal welfare group, you know, and we have suggested this to the council, that they have, you know, guards on board, councillors, ourselves, and different people of the community. I think it's a really good idea. We have one in Dublin City, for Dublin City, and we also have one for Kilkenny, and it works. You know, everybody, it's about time kind of that everybody sits around together, all from all different associations or whatever, and talks about this and tries to put a stop to it, or, you know, tackles the problems, because that's the biggest issue. Everybody, you know, you ring the guards say, oh, that's the council. The council say it's the guards, the Department of Agriculture, it's this, it's that. And everybody's passing the buck, and it has to stop, just has to stop.
And look, it is part of the issue here. You know, what's your reaction to what Martin Hayden has said? I'll talk to Minister of Justice, I'll talk to Minister of Transport, we're going to come up with a plan to try and clamp down on this. Is that enough, or will it be enough? Is that your hope?
It's a start. It's never enough. It's a start, and that is good. But I don't want to see this on a 5-year plan. You know, this kind of thing needs to be taken effective immediately, because the whole thing is that I'm so fed up of listening to these 5-year plans, and then loads of stuff go by the wayside, and it doesn't happen. And that's not fair. It's not fair to the animals involved. It's like, as I have said to so many, are we waiting on an actual human to die before something's done? And that, it was funny how, you know, everything jumped, but that poor Grace died in Dublin with the scrambler. I mean, that was a horrible thing to happen, and that shouldn't have happened. And that's the thing, they wait till something terrible happens. And so far we've had so many horses dying on the roads and just left, tied to sulkies and traps, left, you know, exhausted, and they run. So the cowards run away and leave them to die. And it's the likes of us who are constantly picking up the pieces, rushing them to UCD Veterinary Hospital and trying to save their lives. And it's you know, it's tolling on our emotions, never mind on everything else, you know, but the poor horses.
Yeah. Is an answer, Martina, to change the law on this. As things stand, you have to, if you want to hold any kind of a race or a road race, you have to give a month's notice to a local authority. They can prohibit it. If you contravene any of those rules, then you're guilty of an offence. But that, does there need to be maybe more clarity or increased penalties for people getting involved in this?
Yeah, I think so. I think the problem is our government here, like, they do not have good enough penalties charges on anything like this, anything to do really with animal abuse and neglect and cruelty. And I think it's something that we really have to look at as well. You know, this is the Road Traffic Act as well. This is, you know, it's so dangerous. I mean, they run against traffic, two or three sulky horses, very young, you know, with guys hanging out of cars, shouting and screaming, beeping horns. And sometimes this is against traffic. It's insane. So I think it has to, you know, if they want to do something alternative, the government themselves, and build some sort of tracks that are safer for their legs, that are safer for the people, that are just safer. Because in the end of the day, it's also, it will go underground. It is underground at the moment anyway. But it's a big money-making racket too, because there's a lot of money at stake for a winner. So this is the biggest issue we have as well. You know, where's CAB and all this, you know? There's a lot of you know, organisations that should be all talking to each other and going, right, let's just all come up with an amazing plan that sorts this out and that keeps people safe. I don't know how there hasn't been an unbelievable collision with many deaths, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's been luck primarily, that's for sure. Okay, Martina, listen, thanks very much for taking time to talk
to
us about
that program
this morning.
Thank you.
That's Martina Kenny there from My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue, attending that protest in Clonmel in Tipperary following the death of a horse in a collision, sulky racing.